And we have reached our last batch of news. A mixed bag as always. Fancy a postcode lottery win? Some residents of Sproulston know how. Rather fascinating is the news from Travel Lodge of the variety of items left behind in their local hotels by travellers. Then we have a trip to Antarctica by UEA researchers, a new doggy daycare centre, not to mention Muntjac's eating allotment veggies, and to finish, do we really need another McDonald's eatery in the city? There are no end of odd stories which might catch your fancy. Neighbours in Sproulston were left speechless after they scooped £30,000 in the People's Postcode Lottery. The seven winners living in NR78HL were visited on Saturday, January the 15th, by street prize presenter Matt Johnson, who handed them their golden envelopes. One of the winners had even doubled their win to £60,000 as they played with two tickets. Among them was Hayley, who couldn't believe it when she saw the cheque, but the mum of four knew exactly how she planned to spend her winnings. But her first plans were to share the good news with her family and husband. With six of her neighbours also scooping a prize, Hayley said that she was thrilled for the community. She said, "I can't wait to celebrate with them. We are all quite close. We know our neighbours and it's good to look out for each other. This will hopefully bring us all together."
A box of magic tricks, a bottle of holy water from Lourdes, and a pair of 6-foot blossom trees were among the unusual items left behind at Travelodge hotels in Norwich in 2021. The budget hotel chain has revealed in its annual audit some of the more bizarre things guests forgot to take with them after leaving. While many people know the feeling of realising you've left your toothbrush or a pair of socks behind in a hotel room, some people staying in Norwich's travel lodges last year left behind some more important things. One guest at Travel Lodge's Norwich Riverside location forgot the deed for their brand new home. Another guest at the hotel left behind not only a box of magic tricks, but a top hat and a magic wand. The Norwich Central branch was left with a script for a pantomime, a Tiffany bangle, and a pair of 6-foot blossom trees. At other locations in Norfolk, guests forgot to take home items such as a model of Norwich Cathedral and an oil painting of a spaniel.
On the 100th anniversary of the death of polar explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton, a group of scientists at the University of East Anglia in Norwich have headed to Antarctica to study climate change. After a month of quarantining, they set sail from Punta Arenas in Chile on January the 6th, together with a total team of 32 international scientists. The mission is to study the Thwaites Doomsday Glacier, about the size of the Isle of Britain, which is particularly vulnerable to climate and ocean changes. Karen Hayward, Professor of Environmental Sciences at UEA, is leading a team remotely from the University in Norwich. She and her team will be piloting 6 smaller robots, so-called ocean gliders, once they've been launched into the water at Thwaites. This is a massively ambitious mission that we've been planning for several years. The robots will collect detailed data that will enable us to understand what will happen in the future, she said. The voyage will take 65 days and is part of a 5-year collaboration between the UK and the United States.
A daycare set up to look after Norwich's four-legged friends has had a tail-wagging response from its new visitors. The luxury dog-sitting business is the new home of company Tom and Toto and is based at White House Farm in Sproulston. Sarah Wright, owner of the business, said, "The first 2 days have been really good fun. The owners have been excited and have all come in to have a look around, and they've had the chance to see their dogs happy and socialising. The first few weeks will be all about getting the dogs settled in and familiar with the space. One of Sarah's favourite things about the new setting is that the dogs can be let entirely off lead. She said they now have half an acre to run around in and explore, so it's so lovely to see them able to be happy and free.
Allotment holders have been left aghast by muntjacs dashing through their plots and munching on their veg after trees were felled to make way for new homes. The small deer have found a new place to live at Bush Road Allotments in Helsden after relocating from woodland chopped down to accommodate the former Royal Norwich Golf Course development. Allotment holders had contacted the parish council over the issue to see if the muntjacs could be culled due to the level of disruption caused, but the parish council told them this would not be considered appropriate as it would only be a temporary solution. Mark Vincent, chairman of the Helsden Allotment Holders Association, said his apple trees, peas and broad beans have all been destroyed. They've been eating and damaging people's plots. We have had enough, and these days the deer are classed as vermin. It is only a matter of time before they hurt someone. I hate to say it, but if they knock a child over, it could cause some serious damage. They are beefy and breed all year round.
A military aircraft has been spotted taking part in training exercises in the skies over Norwich. The C-17 Globemaster III was conducting some routine training and stopped at Norwich Airport on Thursday, January the 13th, before returning to RAF Bryce Norton in Oxfordshire. The aircraft was seen over Norwich and the surrounding areas, including Thorpe St Andrew, Old Catton and Horsham St Faith. It's a long-range, heavy-lift strategic transport aircraft. It's involved in combat, peacekeeping and humanitarian missions. An RAF spokesman said the RAF routinely use a variety of civilian airports all over the UK for training as they provide complex airspace and differing approach challenges for our pilots. Earlier this month, the Ministry of Defence warned people in Norfolk that the county would be affected by an increase in low-flying exercises.
Norwich could soon welcome another McDonald's to the city if blueprints are given the green light. Under new plans, a former Richard Nash car dealership in Mousehold Lane could be transformed into a new fast food drive-through restaurant. A public consultation will run from today until January the 30th. The proposal site is seen as an ideal location given its proximity to the M&S petrol station next door and access to the A1042. Subject to planning approval, between 100 to 120 new jobs will be created in a range of full and part-time positions. The new drive-through will be complete with indoor and outdoor seating for customers, on-site car parking spaces, blue badge bays and bike storage. Recycling and waste facilities will also be provided, with three daily litter picks being undertaken to collect all rubbish close to the site. There are currently 10 existing McDonald's restaurants in and around the city.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. In view of the new problems there are with the COVID infection and government advice, we have decided for the time being, where appropriate, to revert to recording from our homes instead of from our recording studio in King Street. We'll be producing it weekly, as now, on a Thursday, but the office may not be manned so regularly, and messages on the phone or in your wallets may not be picked up so quickly, but we will be working on them come what may. Here's our usual reminder. When you've finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating, that you don't have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks to go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on our answer phone. We will definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now is the time to remind you to keep listening, as you have Norfolk Magazine directly following this. There's a lot more to listen to. So with that, we will say goodbye from Christina and myself.